Blog Talk Radio.
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
Welcome to this episode of Daytime After Dark. It is Wednesday. No, it's Tuesday. Oh my gosh. Why am I always thinking it's one day ahead lately? What is wrong with me? Oh, don't answer the part about what is wrong with me, because I'm sure I could find things out like what's wrong with me. But okay, tonight, Daytime After Dark, welcome Pedro Dub. But okay, he knows I'm probably going to mess up his name, but you guys, he's from Proper Manners and all that, so please welcome. Hi.
Hi, this is Pietro D'Alessio. How are you tonight, Carly?
Good. You know, okay, I'm sorry I screwed up on your name. I really, really apologize. I could just blame, you know, Google and all that and feel better about it. So, yeah, how did the whole Proper Manners thing happen?
Well, you know, I was in the seventh grade in my small town in Florida where I grew up, and I had just lost the election for student council president, and I was really angry, and I told my mom, I said, I'm going to write a soap opera about this small town and just let everybody know how politically corrupt it is. And, of course, I was growing up with four older sisters, so I was watching soap operas every day after school from the time I was a little kid.
No, that is amazing. No, I grew up in a small town, too, in Oregon, so I get it. I understand it. So growing up, because you have four sisters with probably, so were you the only boy? Because if you were the only boy, you never got to watch what you want. They always watched everything, right? And you just had to go along with it?
That's absolutely correct. I had two brothers that were much, much older than me. They were 12 and 14 years older. And then, but when I was growing up, I had to watch General Hospital and Young and the Restless and As the World Turns and Guiding Light and One Life to Live and All My Children. And that's what I watched after school up until, and even when I got into high school, you know, I had a girlfriend at the time, and I would skip school and we would go to her house, watch Young and the Restless and As the World Turns and Guiding Light.
Okay, I think I'm in love with you a little more right now, because I've been getting flack ever since I started the show, because that's what I did. I skipped school, and, you know, because for me, I couldn't miss what was happening, you know, on GH. So days, oh, I would be mad in a bad mood. So I get it. I would skip. I would skip, like, the last 2.5 hours. I'm like, okay, what is more important, math and science or Sunny Crystals and looking at what is more important? And, you know, always like one hand down. And so, I mean, both of us grew up watching soaps. So for you, back in the day, what was your favorite couple back in the day? And if you have a couple, that's okay, but yeah.
You know, it's very interesting because, you know, even Proper Manners is sort of based on where I grew up, and I'm an Italian kid born in New York who was raised in the South. So my Italian Catholic side of the family, when I was with them, they would watch General Hospital, All My Children, One Life to Live. But when I was with my Southern Baptist, Southern family, we would watch Young and the Restless, As the World Turns, and Guiding Light. So for me, I think the show that resonated the most with me, that started my passion for soaps, was definitely General Hospital back in the days of the Ice mm-hmm. Princess and Luke and Laura. But then it was the community of Oakdale that really drew me in. And at that time, they had a lot of younger actors. And I think I felt like I was always hanging out with Andy and Lily and Paul and that whole crowd.
No, I just think I find that really interesting you should say this, because my friend Paul, you probably know him. He does another web series, Misguided. It's really good, and it's for him, it's been at the return. It's like, what happened if at the return was sort of on air? And so for you with Papa Manna, so when did you decide, okay, you jumped the gun and you said, okay, I'm going to make this a reality even if it kills me? When did you decide that for you?
It was 2009. I'd been an actor and a producer most of my career, and I had just lost a job at Olive Garden being a waiter. And I was like, well, if I'm not going to be a waiter anymore, I may as well do what I love. And I started aggressively writing Proper Manners at that time in 2009. And I spent the next 3 years writing and developing all of the characters that I had created when I was a teenager and trying to make it more compelling. So 2009, 10, and 11, we did some preparation. 2011, we started doing some casting. And then we started production in 2012. And now the show has been in production for 6 years.
Well, yeah, and it's really good. And I'm hoping for you guys, because it's really good. It's really good to us. I'm hoping for the, you know, older generation that maybe, you know, that you guys could get on a network, because it's so good. And I just think, you know, for the older generation, that's what they are missing, because they really don't, they don't know how to work a VCR, number one, or TiVo. So I just think it's very interesting. You know, I just think you guys, you know, could go on, like, Lifetime, Homo Center or something with that. So, yeah, what do you think of that?
Well, certainly we're excited to do that. You mentioned Hallmark. Stephen Haar, are you on the call?
Well, no, not yet. What area code is he?
He would be calling from Utah, so that'd probably be at 801. So, anyway,
no,
I was asking because Stephen's been working on some Hallmark movies. Right now in Utah, there's 53 Hallmark movies shooting over the next couple of years.
What?
And many of our cast and crew are working on those movies. Walter Platts, who plays the patriarch of the Sorrento family, is actually going to be playing Candace Cameron Bure's father in one of the movies that comes out this year. And most of our other actors in the show have at least made appearances in many of these movies, including Anne Sward and some others. But for me, I'm excited because we got picked up by Proven Entertainment, our distributor,
mm-hmm.
and they sold us into 17 countries as well as Amazon. So we will be showing up on Amazon probably early next year.
Awesome. Hold on for 1 second. 910, you on the air?
This is me, Bobby.
Okay, Bobby, I just want to make sure you were not, you know. So, no, I don't want to miss Stephen's call. AO1 talking about Stephen. AO1. Hi, Stephen. Welcome to Daytime After Dark.
Hey, how are you, Carly?
Good. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so P.O. was just telling me that you guys are doing Hallmark stuff, and you are going to be in a movie with Candace Cameron Bure. Oh, my gosh. You are the luckiest person ever. Ever.
You know, we're having a lot of fun.
I am very jealous of you right now because I grew up watching Full House. So I'm very jealous of you, Stephen. So, yeah. So do you know when that movie comes out so we can tell the American people when it comes out?
You know, that movie
have they not given
for the Hallmark, I don't have an exact date, but it's coming out next month. Or in December, like during the 27 days of Christmas on the Hallmark Channel.
Is it a Christmas movie? Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, go on, guys.
All these movies that Hallmark is shooting here are for Christmas. And they've chosen Utah. And for proper manners actors in Utah, which is about 70% of our cast, it has proven to be a great opportunity because these actors have been working on proper for 6 years. They've got the experience, they've got the skills, they've got the fans.
Mm-hmm.
So when they go into these auditions, you know, their confidence is up and they're booking the parts. And some of them are even filling in, working on the crew. You know, people that worked on our crew a few years ago are now working on behind the scenes on Hallmark.
Nice.
You know, we're very fortunate that, you know, in a way, we're grateful that there's been so much time between when we started and where we are now, because now the actors are gaining more and more success and exposure. And by doing that, that helps them all become more successful.
Well, just to reiterate that, Pietro.
Yeah.
Just to reiterate that real quick, Carly. I came on the show back in 2012. I auditioned. I thought there's no way in heck that they're going to give me a shot. You know, I was fresh out of – I'd just come back home from Iraq, decided that filming was what I wanted to do. But, you know, I don't know if I had the faith in myself. And Pietro and them gave me a chance. They took me on as an early actor, and they really helped to develop me, my career, my skills, my ability to be on set and understand production so that things can run smoothly. And he also helped to build my confidence. I mean, he kept telling me the whole time, no, bud, you got this. You've got this. Trust me, I see the talent. And now I see the talent, and I'm expressing myself in ways that I never thought possible. And it was because of the family that I developed at Proper Manners. And the hard work and passion that they've put into that project has totally excelled my career by just getting me excited about stuff, to see their passion and drive. Nothing's going to stop this crew from accomplishing their goals, and I'm on board all the way. And because of what they've done for me, the stars are the limit for all of us, Carly, all the actors and all the crew members of Proper Manners. We're booking work in Utah, and there's a lot of work here in Utah right now.
I am really surprised Utah would be such a place for, you know, actors to go and studio and Hallmark to go. I mean, that is really great. You know, I mean, I've never been in Utah. I hear it's really beautiful. But I just think it's, you know, really good that, you know, the Hallmark movies and stuff that everyone loves, I just find it really awesome that, you know, it's coming out of Utah and a lot of people are working, like you said, from Proper Manners on different stuff. And I just think that is really good. And, you know, if I had my way, I would get you on General Hospital or Days of Our Life. If I had my way, Stephen, I would. You're that good. And, you know, even Pietro, too. You, too. Well, Pietro, you kind of got to go on General Hospital because I think since you watched all the stuff growing up, I just think it would be awesome if you had like a guest role or like a walk-on role. I'm going to see what I can do. Yes, that's my new job starting after this interview. But so with all of that, with 64 movies coming out of Utah, Hallmark, are you guys finding it to be really good that, you know, you guys don't have to leave your home state of Utah to, like, go to L.A. or New York? Are you just finding it's nice for you guys to be able to just not have to move and just stay in Utah?
Well, you know, that's a great question. And what I will say is while there's a lot of opportunities here going on in Utah, Disney's Andy Mac shoots here as well, and a lot of our kids in the show have worked on that. And then there's a lot of other, you know, science fiction movies and Westworld shoots here and a new Kevin Costner series called Yellowstone. So there's a lot going on here. But with that being said, you know, we also have a lot of our cast in Los Angeles and in New York and Chicago and Florida and Atlanta, and they're also working as well. You know, Melinda Chilton, you know, she's every other week ends up on a different TV series. And then you've got people. There's just so much work. And we're seeing Zach Hirsch, who's another one of the youth from our show. He just picked up a Go 90 series called In the Vault, where he's one of the leads in that, along with Carolyn Toskin, who acts in that, and Walter Platt again. So our actors are working everywhere. And we really have a rule in Proper that if you don't have positive energy, and if you can't be kind, and if you can't support each other, you're not the right fit for our show. And we've had a lot of growing pains to find the perfect balance, but right now we have an amazing team of executive producers who put in a lot of cash and a lot of support and a lot of equipment and a lot of supplies to make sure that our show continues to grow. And that's a compliment to the Utah film industry. But with that being said, we're also looking at shooting in other areas, including Los Angeles and Atlanta and Florida as well.
That is awesome.
And
that
to
is,
answer that question for myself, Carly, there is
no,
a lot of work
I love
in Utah,
answer.
Absolutely.
That is really good. And so, I mean, I haven't watched the whole series because, you know, it's on the computer and, you know, but I've been watching it for, like, the past couple of days. And I find it very interesting. And what I like about it, it's about a small town. Pietro, I think that was one of the genius ways to write about. I mean, you wrote when you knew, and you wrote about a small town, and I just find that very refreshing. Like, you know, writing about a small town is, for me, I think a very good way to go.
Well, and, you know, it's based on where I grew up, which is a small town of Plant City, Florida, and, you know, Plant City itself has been very supportive of the show. But many of our actors, like Steven, you grew up in a small town also, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm actually sitting out on the front porch looking to the East Mountains, and it's just about 5-minute walk from where I am. I'm in a very, very small town, and I love it.
You know, yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, I love small towns. I think that is awesome. So, when, Pietro, when you decided to do this, were you worried about, you know, getting funding, you know, with Amazon, that, because it's, you know, it's probably really hard trying to get a new show off and running. I mean, I know with the radio show for 8 years,
That's
it's
a great
really
question
hard,
also,
yeah.
Because we, first of all, we were sold to air on Amazon by our distributor. So we are not an Amazon original series, but our show will be available on Amazon. In addition, our distributor also sold us into 17 different countries. So it will be an international show. But regarding the funding, that's what's been really amazing about the show. Every time somebody thinks, oh, Proper Manners is done, Proper Manners isn't going to make it, every year we've had a new executive producer or two or three or four or five step in and say, here's more money. Keep doing the show. You know, not only that, you know, my own wife and family, we've made a lot of sacrifices for the show. And there are certainly days that we feel the financial pressure. But, you know, at this point, we're probably $500,000 into the show. We've been in production for 6 years. Certainly, you know, being a union show, we're going to, you know, all of our union actors are certainly going to earn their money on the back end. All of my deferred non-union actors are going to earn their money as well. But it's a slow process. We're not going to see a great financial revenue return for a while, but at least we're starting to generate revenue. And that was really the goal, is can we keep the show going long enough for the show to start making money? And now we're to that point finally.
That is, you know, that is really awesome. And, Stephen, you know, I mean, what episode I fell in love with because you were on it was, you know, when you did the Thanksgiving one. I thought that was really well done, and the Halloween one. I just thought those were really good.
Yeah, they were a lot of fun to shoot, for sure, Carly. And the creative minds behind all of that, you know, the passion behind it is just so much fun to work with. I've been filming for 8 years now, and it doesn't matter how many sets I get on now. It'll never feel like home. Proper Manners will always be home to me when it comes to the film industry and the movie sets.
Yeah,
and I'm sure
Steven
I'll always
plays
find
an
myself
amazing
coming
character.
Back.
Steven's character is a youth minister named Tim Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And in the show, he discovers that many of his friends have made poor choices, but he still supports them and loves them as a Christian. But he also finds out that his leader, his mentor, is no longer someone he can trust and respect. So as a result of that, Steven's character starts to dig deeper into town, meaning Tim Hill. And as he does that, he finds true love. He finds heartbreak. He has people take advantage of him. And Stephen Hart and Zach Hurst are two of our actors that stayed with the show quite a period of time. And as a result of that, they ended up carrying most of the show through what we've already shot over 100 episodes of the show. But what's actually going to be airing on Amazon is going to be featuring those original actors we had in season one. A lot of them are going to be gone pretty quickly. And you're going to see more of these other actors making their debut much sooner and being a much bigger part of the show. In other words, the people that work the hardest and work the longest with us, those are the ones that are getting the rewards.
Well, and that
you make
really
a commitment.
Go on.
I was just going to say, you make a commitment, Carly, and you follow through with it. And if you do it with passion, then the sky is the limit. I saw the dream. I saw the vision. And I saw that they were going to make it happen. I'm sticking around as long as this takes, and we've already arrived. Our ship has come in, buddy.
Well, it is. And, okay, I'm probably going to get in trouble for what's about to come out of my mouth. But, okay, Stephen, the thing is, you are a priest, okay? Okay, you cannot be a priest because, in my mind, you are way too hard to be a priest. Just my own opinion. And I hope that was okay to say, because that's been in my mind for the last 20 minutes. I'm like,
Carly, you're
going to
be very excited. Not only is Stephen a hot, sexy minister, we're going to be showing a lot more skin of a lot more of our actors in this show. So what you saw on YouTube and what you're going to see on Amazon are completely different. This is definitely a show for mature audiences. Our characters are pushing the envelope. You know, it's about a small town, and small towns have drugs, and they have sex, and they have nudity, and they have crime, and they have love, and they have God, and they have it all. And these characters that have stuck with Proper have developed characters that are so addictive, you want to see the choices they're going to make.
I'm surprised myself.
That's awesome. That is really awesome. So, Stephen, before you got Proper Manners, and now that, you know, you have Proper Manners, what other TV shows or movies that you've been doing in between Proper Manners and,
Well, as Pietro said, there's been big productions in Utah that we've all been able to get on. The Hallmark shows, the one for Paramount Pictures, that's the one with Kevin Costner. As well, I've been able to get on another show that'll be on Amazon, and that's coming in January, called Trapped Souls. And I got the part of Peter, which I'm actually a culter. So I go from a youth minister to a cult leader, and in my opinion, it's just a little rewiring in the brain, right, Carly? But it's been fun. We did our first shoot last weekend. I'll be filming again this weekend for it. And we're having a lot of fun out in the mountains filming. It's cold, but we're passionate about it. And we just build a fire and keep going. I just recently was the star in a short film called The Activist, going to the Red Giant Film Festival in South Jordan, Utah on November 7th. It was pretty fun. I got to watch scenes of where I was acting in it, and I was pretty impressed with myself, if I can give myself a pat on the back. I'm excited to see the final product and for the world to see it as well.
That is awesome. And with both of you in Utah, I'm kind of jealous because the other day I found out that Pio Santilla has a house in Utah. And when I found that out, I'm like, And so I'm like, okay, maybe I need to go visit Stephen and Pietro and somehow kind of find where, you know, Pio Santilla lives without getting arrested, because I would love to, you know, help him on the show. But with Utah, how has the weather been treating you guys? Because I'm in Seattle and it's still sunshine and it's October 24th. And I don't want to say the all word because the rain might, you know, come back. But how is the weather? I know. How is the weather for, you know, Utah? I mean, do you guys have, like, four seasons? Did you guys have, like, three seasons?
Well, we have a saying.
We have a saying here in Utah, Carly, and that's if you don't like the weather in Utah, just wait 5 minutes because it's going to change. We have four seasons. Most of the time it's cold, but we have a beautiful summer, and we do get a lot of snow, as everybody knows in Utah. We get just as much snow as you all get rain up there. It's still kind of warm. I mean, it was in the 60s today, I believe. The sun has been shining. There's no snow on the ground or in the mountains that I can tell for the moment. So we would love to have you come out and visit anytime, and we will show you around this beautiful state.
Oh, that would be awesome. And, Pietro, so with you know, you're the brains and everything behind this. And like you said, you put a lot of money and time in. So when you guys are not doing Papa Manners, what have you been doing?
You know, I will say that we have such a rich group of film professionals that in the meantime, you know, our collective group has knocked out several feature films, other TV pilots. We've got other TV series and feature films in development. Melinda Chilton came here and shot an episode of her TV show, Learn It in an Hour, with us. But when we're not doing film and TV production, honestly, we spend a lot of time together, even offset, as friends and as families, and we spend some holidays together, we go out for drinks together, our kids grow up together. We're a very tight-knit group, and we all work very hard to keep those relationships solid. You know, we're there for each other for our personal lives as well.
I think that is awesome. I really do. And Stephen, everyone knows this, but Pietro, if it wasn't for you the other day, you kind of sort of calmed me down with the whole Kristoff thing, because I was just, for the past 2 days, I have been upset. Kristoff is a great friend to the show, and in my mind, he's my TV husband, which everyone knows it, because my best friend kind of told him that. But no, you made me feel a lot better the other day when you and I were talking about it, because it was just, you know, for me, I don't know if Steven knows what happened with Kristoff St. John, but for me, it was weird and crazy for this a break on a Sunday. Break on a Sunday when it happened, you know, on Wednesday or Thursday. So, Pietro, thank you for, like, calming me down on, you know, Sunday. I really appreciate it, because it was just, you know, it was just, I couldn't believe what I was reading, and I was just, you know, really, I'm still upset about it, but you kind of calmed me down over it.
Well, you know, mental health is a crisis in this country, and one of our characters, played by Melinda Chilton, Crazy Jane, her mission in the show is to address the mental health crisis in America and beyond, and what can we do to help another? Also, Utah has one of the leading suicide rates for teenagers in the entire country.
What?
And many and several of our cast members have also lost children for one reason or another. So when somebody like Kristoff St. John, who is an international star and has been on Young and the Restless for, what, as Neil Winters, for probably 25 years,
30.
You know, when he's questioning his own mental health, that just shows you how fragile the mental health is everywhere, and how we all have to work together and support one another.
Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, when you have also Monique Bernard, General Hospital, San Quintos, have been so open and public about his mental health stuff. And I think, like you said about Utah, I didn't know about the teenage rate. I mean, the teenagers are committing suicide so much there, and I just really think, not to get political, I just really think that it's time that we talked about it and not be so afraid to talk about it, because I feel like this has been like a dirty little secret. I mean, it hasn't been a dirty little secret the the past 5 years, but before that, I just feel like mental health has been like no one wanted to talk about it. And that's why I brought up to both of you tonight, just to see what you take on mental health was and how you guys feel about it, and if you feel like now is the time to do a wake-up call.
Oh, I completely agree. And Stephen, I want you to chime in on this when I'm done real quick. But, you know, Melinda Chilton signed up for the show because her character has a multiple personality disorder that's rooted in a post-traumatic stress disorder thing that she experienced as a child for her character, as we're going to learn in the show. But not only that, we also have several young actors in our show that joined our show maybe when they were a younger teenager or mid-teenager or just finishing up high school. And many of those young actors have since come out as LGBT or trans or something. You know, we had one of the first trans actors in Proper Manners in our very first episode. So we believe in Proper that it's important to address real life and not to sugarcoat it. And we also believe that, you know, whether or not my opinion and your opinion agree, we try to present a balanced perspective in the show for anybody to go ahead and weigh in on the topic. But, you know, LGBT kids here in Utah it's a very conservative area. A lot of them mm-hmm. are disowned by their family, and they turn to suicide and mental illness. But it's changing slowly for the better. But I believe as an artist and as a creator that I have a responsibility, especially because I have children and Stephen has four children, that we have a responsibility mm-hmm. to our children to make sure that our art represents balance so our kids are not afraid to ask the difficult questions. Stephen, what do you think?
You know, for me, you know, mental health it's a sensitive subject. I've lost mental health, as I mentioned earlier in the conversation. I was a soldier deployed to Iraq, and there were many things that I had to deal with on the home front when I got back from the sandbox, so to say. My mind was still there. And Proper Manners and Pietro, you know, are one of the biggest things that helped to ground me again, Carly, to bring me back to a hopeful state that the whole world wasn't crazy and that I could live my dreams and pursue something and maybe build an empire and make a big impact on the world. And I saw their love for people. They can portray any character and show the beauty in that character. Proper Manners is awesome for showing the beauty in every character, even down to the most evil or the person addicted to crack on the street, stealing to support his habit. Proper Manners will display that person in their beautiful nature just as they are. And I love them for that. I love how serious they take mental health and want to make everybody feel accepted and lifted up and loved. I've never been on set where there's been a bad day or somebody getting after somebody else. Everyone loves everybody, and everyone accepts everyone for who they are.
Well, and, you know, Stephen, for you to come back and, you know, feel broken, I don't want to say that word, but in a way, and I just think it was great for, you know, Papa Manners and Pietro, you know, find you and for you can do this, because I just feel like that probably helped you a lot. And I just think there needs to be more of that with the, you know, people that come back from this role, that people need help with the post-traumatic stress and stuff. I mean, people don't understand what you guys, meaning, you know, the Army, Navy, whatever, what happened back there, because, number one, you know, they were taught years ago never really talk about it, which I think is very unhealthy. But I just, you know, I think, you know, it's really good that you found this and, you know, you feel better and you're living your dream. And, you know, then you can, you know, be happy and not, you know, not think about it all the time, maybe. I don't know. Maybe I'm not making sense.
Well, you but, are. Thank you. No, it means a lot to hear your kind words.
Well, I have this thing about rambling. But I just think, you know, like I said at the top of the show, I mean, come on, you're so hot now that you're married. I will stop flirting with you. Thank you, Pietro, for not telling me he was married. This is all you put. No, I'm kidding.
Well, we do, sweet.
Proper Manners has a lot of gorgeous people physically. We also have a lot of gorgeous people that, you know, we're very big about presenting the real world. And we have an actor on our show that's in his 80s named Keith Hottinger that is one of the busiest models in the entire state. And he looks, I mean, he's just stunning, and all the younger women have the hots for him. And then we have other women like, you know, like Dr. Marilyn Miller, who's got a PhD in education and women's studies, and she plays a character on our show, and she's a gorgeous older woman. And then we have D. Minor, who plays Inez, who is this voice of reason in the community that just showers everybody with love. But, you know, I want to go back to, for a moment, the importance of veterans. And I think a lot of people are under the impression that the liberal Hollywood establishment, you know, doesn't support our military or support our veterans. And I don't think there's anything further from the truth. I think we all support our veterans and we want them to have health care and we want them to be taken care of. But I think a lot of times we get very frustrated with other people that try to interpret perspectives and opinions in their own way for their own nefarious purposes. The bottom line is we all have to love each other and help each other.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that is so true. And if I hear one more time how bad the Hollywood elite is, I'm really going to probably lose it. Because, you know, there are so many subjects that you guys deal with on the show. And I just think it's really good because, you know, I mean, I would never want to be a teenager again. I would never want to go back there.
No.
Because it's, you know, it is so different from what the three of us deal with in high school and middle school. And I have 9 nieces and nephews, and I tell them all the time, if you need to talk to me about anything, go ahead, because, I mean, I don't know how crazy it is to be in their place being a teenager where they have so much more to worry about than we worried about. It just, for me, I think it's mind-boggling, you know, what they have to deal with.
Well, historically speaking, Carly, every soap opera, every true soap opera fan, producer, writer, and actor knows that historically speaking, the soap opera has been the platform to address difficult social issues
mm-hmm.
that are uncomfortable to mainstream America. Whether it's the first gay character, the first unmarried couple sleeping together, the first cigarette being smoked on TV, the first person with cancer, sexual abuse, mind-washing. I mean, there's so much that goes on in the real world that soap operas have brought that story, historically speaking, especially in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, into middle America. Now, of course, today's technology, anybody can look up any issue at a moment's notice and address it as they need to. But if they, you know, but that doesn't mean that it's being presented. Like, a lot of our older Americans are now jumping onto the internet and getting used to their mobile devices. But with that being said, for their generation, soap operas are where they learned a lot of the social issues and some of the challenges that today's children are still facing, including bullying and not eating.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, there's so many other issues. I mean, to know that, you know, what, like 30 or 40% of kids in America go to bed hungry, that breaks my heart.
Oh, absolutely.
Exactly. And, you know, I just think, yeah, soap since day one has been always, like, on the cutting edge of what's happening in America. And, I mean, I'm just waiting for one of them to be on the cutting edge of the election. I'm kidding. Well, really, I'm not kidding. But I just feel like soaps and web series is the way to go. And for us, I mean, we grew up and there were 20 soaps on there. And then somehow it got to 16. And then it got down to 10. And now, you know, we have 6 of them on the air. And I always tell people, you know what? Even if you are mad about a storyline, I don't care. Watch it. You know, after losing At the Platoon, Guiding Light, All My Children, One Life to Live, it's like, okay, people, do not be, you know, mad at these things. Just, you know, I mean, it's about storylines. And just hang in there because it's going to turn around. And, I mean,
well,
like you said, you and I both skipped school to wash soaps. I don't know if Stephen did, but you and I did. So, I mean, it's not like it was, you know, back then. And if it was now, I think I would have been in school a lot more because there's a thing called TiVo. So, yeah, but with the Papa Manor stuff, what is going to be going on for the next season? Can you give the viewers like a sneak peek at what's going to happen?
Okay, well, I'm going to wrap it up here, and then I'm going to throw it to Steven because they need me on set. But basically, in season one, you're going to meet the Sorrento family. You're going to see the youth of Proper face a very big challenge, and you're going to see the Proper Manor's matriarch, played by Blanche Crawford Sorrent, played by Anne Sward, make some very poor choices. And then we're also going to find out about loss of other pain. So, Stephen, I'm going to ask you to take it from here. I need to get on set. Carly, thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, and you know what, Pedro, you are always welcome and come on, you know, and everything. So, yeah, this whenever you want to promote anything, come on here.
All right, well, thank you, Carly. I do have to get to set, and you have a beautiful day.
Okay, you too.
Bye, Pietro. Good talking to you, man.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
So, Carly, just to kind of pick up what you were talking about and people advocating their hate for what they see in the world, and, you know, they see things on television and maybe they disagree with it, so they change the channel. How can anybody expect to progress forward and make themselves a better person every day if they're not willing to step into somebody else's shoes and see the world in a different light?
Exactly. And you are totally correct. And before we let you go, I'm going to take some fan, my host and my co-host, you know, on the line. And, hey, David, do you have a question for Stephen?
Hi, Steve. How you doing? Welcome to the show. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
Okay, do you have a favorite role that you like?
Oh, he asked you if you have a favorite role you ever played.
All right, so like I was telling her about it, I'm playing a role right now as a cult leader, and I get kind of creepy. I get scary. It's been a fun role for me because I'm a very loving guy. Don't really get angry. So for me to step out of that skin and into the skin of a whole new character has been an experience for me. It's been an adventure. So this has been my favorite character so far would be Peter on Trapped Souls. Now, I really love my character on Proper Manners, but he's kind of quiet. You know, he's outgoing. He helps a lot of people, but it's more me, and I like to portray other characters that are not so much me. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely. Is there any other questions you want to ask, David?
Oh, thank you. Thank you for coming and answering my questions.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, I'm going to put you back on hold, David. And Bobby. Hey, Bobby.
Hello again,
hi.
Carly.
I know.
Hey.
Do you have a question for Steven?
Yeah, I just want to just say, now earlier you said that your host that you had on just a minute ago, and I might be wrong about this, was working on a Hallmark Channel movie with Kansas Camerbury, A Fuller House. Is this correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Because I know that Kansas, in addition to Fuller House, has a series of Hallmark Channel movies that are out there in the Hallmark mystery movies that she does. So,
yeah, she's one of the busiest actresses in the industry.
Well, she comes from a talented family, too, and she's been acting for over 30 years. So I'll give her credit for that. But I do want to say, how would you compare this show with some of the teen dramas like the original 90210 or Dawson's Creek or Seventh Heaven back in the 90s? I mean, because they dealt with almost similar topics to you guys, but not quite different from what we've seen in 2017 versus the late 90s.
So I would compare the show to those in quality, right up there in the same quality as far as the storyline. Those would focus more on the teens and everything, whereas this show focuses on the entire community as a whole, how the whole community works with each other, works against each other. But as far as the drama, the issues that are addressed, those issues were addressed in those series as well and need to be constantly reiterated throughout our lives so that we can continue to grow. And so we're trying to carry the same messages that were then, but that have developed into something different these days. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, but I just wanted to say, and I just don't want to just sound like I'm getting off topic here, but will there be any possibility of doing a racist, a storyline dealing with racism?
You know, I think we definitely touch on that in proper manners. And
with what have happened with racism in this country today.
Yes, and we definitely touch on those issues in proper manners as well. And that's that subject for me is one I'm very passionate about. I'm so tired of the racial divide in this country. We're all red-blooded Americans, in my opinion, and we're all beating hearts and we all have souls, and there's not a difference between one of us except for the weight on our own shoulders, and we're all stars in our own movies living our own storylines, and that's where the beauty lies in everybody. So I think racial issues is something that needs to be dealt with, and we need to all join hands together. I mean, I'll do whatever I got to do on my part to make this a better country.
Yeah, and you said this is available on Amazon, am I correct?
Yeah, it'll be on Amazon. I believe we're being distributed next month.
Okay, because I don't have a subscription to Amazon Prime where I can be able to get the video streaming or anything like that yet. So I'm going to just try to do something like that so I can
awesome.
Check this out.
We love the support. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, you have a great night.
Okay, Bobby.
You too,
I'm
my friend.
I'm going to put you on hold. Hey, Maggie.
Hi. Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
Oh, hanging in there. Thank you. I totally agree with everything you've said because, well, my grandma always said art imitates life, and these are real life issues, and you do a beautiful job portraying them.
Thank you very much, and we appreciate that we have support out there, and I love to hear from people that are like-minded and of the same heart as me. It means a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's a humbling experience.
Good. You deserve it because we're all one. We're all here, you know. God
mm-hmm.
only knows when
yeah.
we're not going to be here. Why can't we all get along?
We just got to hold hands and move forward.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Exactly. Wow.
Exactly.
What I'm confused about, he's not really a priest. Isn't he a minister on the show? That's going
to
be...
That's a good question. I've been referred to as both, but it would be a minister.
Minister?
not a priest. It's a minister. Okay. I think priests are Catholic, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So it would be a minister.
Minister, good. But I can't believe he's going to be like a cult?
Yeah, in another series I get to play a cult leader. So it's kind of a twist around. It's been a lot of fun, though. And that's being produced by Sands Production by Savannah and Stephen DeLeo out of Utah. They're awesome
mm-hmm.
producers.
Wow, that is going to be... Because it's a stretch, because you're usually a nice guy. As far as I know. I'm sure, or whatever stuff you've been in, you've been a good guy. It's really going to be
I can play all types. Whatever the director wants of me, I'll try to portray it. And if I don't, move on to the next schmuck that maybe they can.
Exactly. We all have our own little talent inside of us. And your shows. And I just want to get with your family. This Utah sounds a great place to raise children. Or what do you think?
It is. I have four children. My oldest will be 11 this month, and my youngest is 4. They're all awesome kids. I love the little small town that we grow up in. I'm the assistant fire chief here in my small town. And I love every bit of the community here.
My daddy was a fireman, so. But it was huge with a large family, four children. I was just thinking, the pace probably is a lot slower, or no?
It is a lot slower. My pace has picked up quite a bit because I'm so busy in the film industry now. But when I come home, which is where I am right now, thank goodness, I'm at home with the family right now, it's much slower. People drive by probably one car every minute, and they always wave and honk because we know each other.
The way it used to be. It's in Chicago. It used to be that way. You walk down the street and say hi to people. And, wow. That is awesome. I'm very anxious to see you in a different... We've been in different roles in your life, but this is really going to be, in my mind, a stretch with the cult leader.
Well, you're more than welcome to jump on Facebook and check me out. My name is Stephen Harr, spelled with a P-H,
yes,
and then Harr, H-A-R-R, like what a pirate says, like Harr. And I upload my daily deeds. I do a live video every day, which are my daily deeds, which just spreads a good message. Let's do a good turn daily. Sometimes it's for yourself, sometimes it's for somebody else. But
wow, beautiful. God bless.
And that is awesome. But before we let you go, I got to ask you this because you brought it up. Okay, so you're a citizen fire guy. Okay, so growing up, I know a lot of things about fires and whatever. Maggie, will you take this? Because you know what I want to ask, and I'm going to start laughing. Maggie,
okay.
Please help.
My father was, right? And, grease fires, you know, do this kind of stuff, right? I had an electrical fire. I didn't know it was electrical. My refrigerator caught on fire. And there was flames coming out. So I poured water at it. It completely fried it, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, do you go to schools to help, the children learn fire safety?
Well, fire safety needs to be taught definitely early on in life. As far as electrical fires go, scary.
Yeah, it was really bad. I called my son. I thought, I got a bottle of water going to work. He said, what do you put water on? And the fire extinguisher is here. And he read it.
Maybe next time we'll try a chemical.
I
can't work it. I couldn't work it. And he said, well, forget about it. I'll do it. So Carly is cracking up that my daddy never taught me about electric fire. So that's why I wanted to mention it when you do school in school, to please mention no water.
See, because I did the same mistake, Stephen. My little toaster oven caught on fire and it was smoking and everything. And what did I do? I threw water on it thinking, this is going to work. No, it made the fire worse. So, really, I think since you're a fire guy, please go to the kids' school in Utah and please teach kids that because,
we
both
do.
Of us never knew it.
We hold field trips at the fire station all the time. We either have the Boy Scouts come in or the elementary schools will take turns bringing the classes in, and we'll give a presentation. We'll hand out pamphlets, and we'll let them jump around on the fire equipment and play in the trucks and stuff.
Well, that's great. I'm so happy you're doing that because children need it. I mean, in general, policemen, I was raised a policeman, firemen, they're all good guys, right? But the children nowadays.
We try.
You try, right? See that?
We try.
Is it still no key when you start the engine?
No, there's still no key when you start the engine, just a button.
Okay, just checking.
Yep, not a whole lot's changed. The
and
seats are still just as uncomfortable.
Oh, really? Flat and blah. And what color is your department? Yellow or red?
Ours is white and blue.
White and blue? That sounds pretty.
Yeah, white and blue are the colors on our trucks.
Okay, thank you. That was fun. When you're talking about Utah, I wonder what color their church. Well, California, I believe, is yellow. I go, yellow.
They come in all different colors here in Utah. We're actually going to be coordinating using some of the emergency gear and the emergency response vehicles in my county for the show of proper manners. We're going to use it for some car accident scenes, and those resources have been pretty awesome for me to have in my back pocket. And that's part of just making a commitment, following through, and doing it with passion. And the sky is the limit.
It sure is. Wonderful.
Exactly, but
keep
we thank
up.
You for coming on.
Thank
and
you.
Please, yeah, and I just Facebooked you on Facebook. So, Stephen, when the movie with Candace Cameron come out, we would love to have you back on. We would love to promote it. You know, we think it's great because, you know, all of us love Hallmark movies, and we love the 24 days of Christmas movies or whatever Hallmark does. We think it's really good, right, Mandy?
It's all good.
It's all good. Yeah. All good, clean, normal shows.
Yeah. So thank you so much for coming on, and have a really good night.
Thank
you,
you very
Carly.
Much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, have a great night.
Good night.
Okay.
Bye. Oh, we got the little ones. Four to 11,
okay.
I think you said?
One.
4 to 11 ages? The little people? Yeah. Aw.
Okay, so Bobby, David, you back on?
Hey, guys.
Okay, Maggie, thank you. Maggie knows what I'm thinking before I even say it. So she knows where my head is going when I'm... Yeah.
Yes.
Even
though it was a big no-no, I did. We had to talk about it, right?
Yeah, well, it's a big no-no. Both of us did. And both of us did this. But I just want to kind of turn serious for a moment. Okay, I said this at the top of the show, but this is something I cannot let go of right now. And Sunday morning, waking up and finding your TV husband is in the psych ward. And I couldn't say this when they were on the air. It would be so unprofessional, but damn you, TMZ. You know what? You made the story bigger than it actually was. And shame on you. You need to. You know what? Mia, I hope you sue them for $1 million. Because Mia and Kristoff are living every parent worst nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
And to expect Kristoff to be okay, magically okay, and you want to take one little snippet and make it as bad as it was Sunday. How dare you? You know what? I mean, Maggie knows, when you talk about my husband like this, my TV husband, there, it's going to be hell to pay. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I'm getting mad, but this was so wrong on so many levels. You know what? If you wanted to do a press release, and just say, you know, Kristoff is taking, you know, a moment in mental health or something like this. But you made it out to be something that it's not. And I'm sorry, I'm still so livid, Maggie, we'll let you know that I was heartbroken when I heard. And then my heartbroken turned to anger. Because why does TMZ have to blow Kristoff's life to hell? You know, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to apologize because this, what they did, they TMZ
heartless.
To rot in hell for this, in my opinion.
I don't trust TMZ that much if I hear, because I didn't know anything about it until you sent me a text saying pray for Kristoff, and I just saw what happened. And then when I found out today when I was looking at the tweets, looking at what time tonight's show was going to be and everything, I came across it.
It's personal.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an illness like anything else. And why do they have for... it's infuriating what they're doing. And we're,
well, all we can do is pray and hold them. You know, I mean, we are living in the AIDS of, you know, uncertain waters right now. And I'm having trouble with accepting someone that is in the administration. You know what? I blame him. I'm sorry. You do not take mental health away. Anthony, this is a great idea on your part. And you know what? And I know, Christoph, it's going to be okay. I know it. I know it in my heart.
Yeah.
And my God, but
yeah,
right now, it's for me, I just, I'm mad. I have been mad since Sunday. Maggie will tell you. And I just think someone needs to pay for once. I mean, back when Maggie lost to Elvis and what one of the magazines did there, that was bad.
Oh, God. That was horrible.
And
that was a newspaper, gossip paper, whatever they call it. Like National Enquirer, those kind of things. And you don't, somebody's got a personal thing going. You don't blow it up for, they must be making money on it or whatever they're doing. And it's a tragedy. And in life, our lives, everybody has problems. You know, how would they like their stuff blown up? You know, their dirty laundry or whatever.
Exactly. And boy, how are you feeling about this?
I agree with what you said, because like I said a minute ago, when I got the text you saying pray for Christoph, I didn't know it was that serious because I wasn't paying attention until this afternoon when I came across some recent tweets that you did, because I was looking at the tweets and for the show and what time it was and everything else, and I came across it.
Yeah, I mean, I texted both you and David, and at that point, Maggie will even say, I wasn't asked for a discussion on Sunday. I was, if it wasn't for the Seahawks on Sunday, I don't know what I would have done, because, I mean, for, you know, watching the Seahawks game kind of took my mind off it. Since, you know, we did kill the Giants. Yippee!
It was a little scare. I'm just a little disappointed, even though Maggie will probably disagree with me, that the Panthers lost to the Bears.
You know what, Bobby, you need to learn that Maggie and I support each other's team. Always. We always support each other's team. So Chicago winning, yay! You know, I mean,
I don't know if the Bulls aren't doing that well right now in Cleveland, according to what I'm seeing, because turned off the game.
2 points.
Okay, Bobby, basketball just started. Okay, they have time to be really good, you know? And, and our condolence goes out to Robert Giovanni. He played on Benson.
On Soap and...
I could say he was on Generations.
He was on Generations.
I don't remember him being on Generations, because I do remember him doing Sports Night and Benson and Soap. I don't remember Generations.
Soap.
I think he also did a short-lived sitcom about a couple of detectives, but I forgot back in the 90s.
It's a sad day. He made us all laugh.
And he was 89 years old. I grew up watching Benson, you know? And also, I want to... I just want to say... Thank you, James Runners, for sending Christoph this really lovable tweet today. You know, he said my first, you know, TV son. And, you know, when I read that, I felt good. You know, I just hope that more of the daytime community comes together and band together, because, you know, if TMZ can go off about Kristoff, that means no one is safe.
Nobody.
No celebrity is safe right now, and that's how I'm feeling right now. Like, you know what? And if I had $1 million right now, I would sue the parents on, TMZ. Oh, by the way, you guys, it's Happy NASA Food Day. I don't know what that means.
You can eat Happy National Food Day. I don't know, but I'm telling you, while doing the interview, I had a snack while doing the interview. So thank goodness she didn't bring me on with a mouthful of food.
Okay. So what were you having while we were on the interview?
Oh, some trail mix.
You know what? I never got trail mix. I still don't understand trail mix. I've always been like, I mean anything with like crackers and peanut butter, but it needs to be crunchy. If it's creamy, if it's creamy, peanut butter, I cannot do it.
I cannot do it.
Best guy.
What about you, Mom?
Did you get raisins and everything in there or no, Bobby? Did they put raisins in the trail mix? Or?
Oh, no. It was more of the candy M&M things and the nuts. It was a low-calorie trail mix. From
Okay, Bobby. My thing is, all this low-calorie crap, you know what? My thing, you only live once. And my thing right now is, screw the low-cal, screw the, everything, screw it. In the whole fast food thing, people, it's a scam. It's really not fast food. So, don't eat it. I mean, you know what? You need something greasy. You need something really good. To get you through.
Well, I'm just trying to lose weight because I am. At one time when I started with you all, was like around 220. Now I'm 200.
Very good.
Yeah, because when you first brought me on show about, I would say about, have been maybe 2.5 years almost. I can't remember. 2.5 years, probably.
2.5 years.
Send me an invite to call in one night, and then I just called in and just became a regular. I was like 220. And now I'm down to 200.
Good. You're doing it the proper way, slowly.
Gradually. I mean, Bobby, I am not saying that you soon. I'm at the point where really, I don't care. I'm at the point right now where, like, you have people always saying, oh, you should become vegan or vegetarian. And I would not give up meat if someone paid me $1 million. I mean, I grew up on a farm. I mean, my grandfather could lie to me about some stuff, but maybe he knows what I'm talking about. But
they went to another farm.
The awesome thing about me is back when my grandparents had that farm, I named every animal on the farm. Every animal on the entire farm. And so my grandfather got pigs and cows, dogs. I had a host for a while, my very own host. And but so there was this cow, okay? And mind you, I was 8 years old, 9 years old. Okay, it was a black and white cow. So, what do you think I named it? And Maggie can't say it because she knows. What do you think, Bobby and David, what do you think I named
Oreo?
That cow?
Oreo?
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 Nope. David, what do you think?
I don't know.
Michael Jackson.
Oh!
That's a good name.
I mean, he got fish on.
Oh, well, because he was black and white, and when I was growing up,
oh,
I mean, but I will introduce, like, the adults to Michael Jackson the cow. And you know how many, older
That's
people,
funny.
Like, told my grandfather, she's racist. And Grandma goes, number one, she's eight. And number two, see, you know, see, thought about it, and that's why I named him. And, you know, I don't, like, even now, I don't think there was anything wrong with why I named him. Because
no.
I just thought,
funny.
Yeah, thank you for having a sense of humor, because.
Thank you.
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, there was so many moves, and. I didn't understand one day where Michael Jackson went. Yeah, and like all the cows.
Hollywood?
Went. Yeah, Hollywood. They went there. But, you know, Bobby, okay, you're not allowed to tell me news that affects the West Coast anymore. And if it's something really bad, you might as well text Maggie to tell me. Because I'm still worried about us getting nuked. Okay, I'm still thinking about it. And
that's what he wants. He wants you scared. You don't want to give him the benefit.
I know. Oh, and you guys, we are sending our love to Bob McCain, too. Was on... He was on The View yesterday, and I love him. But, Mom, did you think he didn't look that good yesterday?
Well,
or what was you think?
For what he's dealing with, God bless him, he was full of his jokes and the normal Irish humor thing. I was more reassured than I am when I see him on these little clips like CNN or whatever. I feel better about him. God willing, this will work, I hope.
You know what? And, you know, when I found out his BFF was Joe Biden, that I would never put those two as best friends.
Mm-mm.
Ever. But you know what? I think John McCain is looking to Biden because Biden went through with his own son.
With both?
Yeah, and I just want to say I'm very upset that it's been getting darker and darker in Seattle. I'm very upset over this. So how dark has it been for you guys?
Well, it's been getting dark around 7 o'clock around here.
Yeah, same here.
You got a moment. Excuse me.
What?
Same thing in Florida.
Well, you know, now it's 6 o'clock right now, you guys here, and it's becoming dark.
Santa Claus is coming.
You know, but you know, and I haven't washed the soapspun today because I've been busy. I just fast forward days and days to make so. You know, who didn't interrupt us, and he didn't. So that was good, because if you know who interrupted, the new guy interrupted us, yes, you will be getting a really, really, like, bad treat for me, and it won't be good. So
I just am just curious to find out what's going on with Mariah and Tess on. I'm just wondering if they're going to take that storyline similar to what we saw recently with Christina and Parker. Or
I think so. I think so. And yesterday when they were showing when they were sewing the Induction of One Life, I mean, YNL, you know, the names and everything, I saw Christoph. And for some reason, all I could do was cry. I don't know why, but it did, I don't know, this, you know. And, I mean, I usually fast forward the intro, but something yesterday made me just watch it, you know. So, you know, and remember, tonight on TV, there's What I'm Hooked On, where beside the Leah Remini Scientology show, I'm loving. But also, Law and Order, the Mandela trial is really good, you two. Three.
Yeah,
I am hooked on it.
Yeah,
I am
right
hooked.
Now, right now, and you'll get a little bit later on tonight, Carly, but right now,
well,
that it's on after This Is Us, because This Is Us is on right now. So I'm going to watch it on the NBC app tomorrow, because I have the Carolina Hurricanes hockey game in the World Series recording, and my DVR isn't able to record more than two shows at one time.
Oh, my God, I would die. Mine records both, so I'm happy.
Well, the good doctor's good, though. The good doctor's good.
And when the Mandela brothers in the 90s, I was young. And so it's nice to go back and see what happened.
Right.
You know?
I'm below that.
Correct me if I'm wrong, even though we haven't seen much of her on Days lately, but wasn't Annie on Days in one of the Mendes Brothers movies on Lifetime a couple of years ago, or this past year? I don't know when it was.
Melissa Cleary again?
No, not Melissa Cleary again. The one that's the actress that's Annie on Days.
Annie.
Maybe.
Annie.
Maybe I will look that up. You know, I will look that up, but
it was hysterical yesterday with
Meredith Scott Lynn.
Anne. The busybody of Annie.
Yeah, she hasn't been on Days in a while.
That'd be somebody that we can actually get on to the show, because I believe she did the Lifetime version of the Mendes Brothers a couple of years ago.
But
we can just reach out to her to try to come on to the show about what she's been up to and everything else.
Oh, yeah.
I love Lifetime, man.
Because I don't know when she's coming back to Days anytime soon or anything else, and especially with the situation with Lucas right now and everything else going on right now.
It's okay. We don't want to know that. Not watching it.
Well, after yesterday, you know, it was really good. And I just want to say that, you know, it was so good yesterday. And so right now I am not folding Calabari on some storylines, but I am going to, Calabari needs to stop bringing people back from the dead and leave my Sonny and Paul alone, and who cares about Will? That's the point I'm in. Because you don't do that. You don't keep bringing people back from the dead, because in real life, people don't come back from the dead. I mean, there are some people I would never want to come back from the dead.
I mean,
but there are some people I would
Friday
want to come.
I was disappointed that Nicole is gone for now. But she'll be back. She'll be back, because I tweeted to Ariana Zucker and I said, we haven't heard the last of Nicole. The next time she comes back with Holly, she ought to have her daughter play Holly, because that basically would mean you aging her to about that age where she's almost a teen. But don't mix her up with Kate or Thomas or Ariana if they get aged up to that level.
Because
we saw what's been going on the last couple of years with Claire and Theo and Sierra.
But I
don't want to just have another situation where we have teens, where we have another teen storyline on top of a young adult storyline that developing with Claire and Theo and returning Sierra and Tripp.
This Theo is doing really good, but I love my original Theo.
I know, and I agree.
Yeah.
Oh, and all I gotta say is, I can't believe what this came out. Morale about Bill O'Reilly, I called it. Mom, didn't I call that?
Mm-hmm. Megan yesterday had a really good show about it.
Yeah, and $32 million.
Yeah.
And I really believe we haven't heard the last about more accusers for the Harvey Weinstein thing. And I watched the Good Morning America interview about with Matt Damon and Zoe Quinney. Well done, boys. Well done.
Yeah.
Well done for going after Harvey like you did. And I just thought it was a great interview.
This whole Harvey Weinstein thing is reminding me of what happened to somebody who I will not mention who is in Washington right now last year with Orion Zucker and Nancy
Pelosi.
Ari was smart enough to come on to the Today Show, and I think it was 1 year ago tomorrow or 1 year ago today, and they heard side of the story to what happened. So I immediately wrote back to her and told her about the situation, even though it didn't help over just trying to keep him out of the White House. It at least was a little bit of encouragement to just say that she was brave enough to come forward after what happened 12 years beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
And now
definitely.
When I look at all these women, because I saw GMA maybe about a week or so ago, and Holly Marie Combs, if you remember her from Charm, was a victim, and her co-star, Alyssa Milano, last week came out. And Ashley Judge is scheduled to do an interview on Thursday. So,
Diane.
So it's going to be interesting to see what happened in the wake of the Ashley Judge interview when I turn on the TV later in the day and either catch that or watch Entertainment Tonight or ETV or Inside Edition or one of these other shows besides TMZ to find out what Ashley said on her side of the story.
Well, but okay, you guys. We will probably be back on Friday, but we are going to end 10 minutes.
Well, I'm probably not going to be be involved with the show on Friday, but because I'll probably be going to a game this Friday night. But I will just say one more thing. I'll be watching carefully on YNR about the BFF that's going on with Mariah and Tess and hope and see if this because if YNR is going to put these two in the same way that GH did with Christina and Parker then apparently I understand very well where they're going to with today's lifestyle.
I'm worried about Dina. I hope she's coming back. I love Marla.
I know, me
too. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Me too. And,
I agree.
Okay, you know what? Let's start on Trudeau. Keep Dina. Why not? Let's do that.
Okay, your hashtag.
Yeah, like a hashtag. But, yeah, you guys, we should end it here. But we probably will be back Friday, but Megan and I are going to see how the week goes.
All right, well, just text me or call me Friday and let me know what's going on. I am me, and I'll be sure to call you or email or text you and let you know what's going on with if any breaking news breaks out. Because I know just from watching the L.A. Websites and finding out there was a car chase during General Hospital, really just,
Yeah, but thank God we never got breaked in here with LA, so I was grateful.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you guys, just relax. Just relax, and we will let David, Maggie will let you know if we are having it so on Friday. Right, Maggie?
Right.
In the meantime, I'll be watching Days tomorrow and Thursday, and maybe later on in the weekend on the NBC app to find out what's going on because it looks like he's getting good right now. But you all have a good night, and I'll keep in touch, Carly, with what's going on as far as Friday, as far as I'm going to be able to make it or not.
Oh, awesome. Okay, night, guys.
Bye.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, man. Good night,
David.
Bobby.
Good night, Bobby. Good night, David.